Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this prophetic decree, prophetic declaration, right on the 13th day of the month of November, year 2020. Sincerely, I must confess to you that there have been a lot of testimonies, there have been a lot of breakthroughs, and some also testimony that I myself have been amazed. God has been using this prophetic decree to do. Actually, it has been an instruction of God, and we have started this prophetic decree almost 70 days now. It has been working wonder. We started precisely September 1st. If you calculate September 1st to this time, you find out that we have gone so far. And we have made it possible for many people who have lost some days, who could not, who have not gotten some days. We have made it possible for them to look into our website. Just look into the website, MFM, you just say www.mfm First Tank Region 12. You log into it, you will see the prophetic decrees per days. You can look at anyone there and click it. You'll be able to listen to it where you can also still record it with your phone. It's all there. We've decided to download them. We've downloaded them into the place so that you can have opportunity. Go back into it again. Listen to it again, and it can be a blessing to you. You can send it also to your friend. Share it with your friend. Let them also be a beneficiary of this wonderful thing that the Lord has been doing. This instruction was given to us on September 1st. And, you know, September 1st was a month of fruitfulness, was a month of birth. And we move into it right from September 1st, and we recorded a lot of awesome testimony. Do you know that this very prophecy and prophetic decree was an instruction from Ezekiel chapter 37. In Ezekiel chapter 37, the Almighty God took Ezekiel with his hand, and he took him into the realm of the spirit, and he showed Ezekiel the valley full of dry bones. And these bones were very, very dry. And the Almighty God told Ezekiel, can this bone live? Can this situation change? Can this situation still receive testimony? Can this kind of situation, can they still come alive? Can this kind of situation that people have already concluded that nothing good can come from that area, can they still be celebrated? Can they still be decorated? Can they still share testimony? That is just a situation that led into this prophetic decree. That is not a situation that prompted us into this prophetic decree. And the Almighty God told Ezekiel that can this situation change? Can this situation still receive test? Can this situation still receive divine touch? Can this situation like this, can it still have hope? This look hopeless. This live as if it's a closed case. Can it still happen? Can somebody who has no womb, can it conceive? Can somebody who has been sent away packing and is not having a place to live, and is just managing with his uncle or is managing with the wife in one room with his friend, can that fellow within 6 months, can he build a three-bedroom bungalow? Can it still happen like that? Can a frustrated case, can he just still receive testimony? Can an abandoned case, can he still be celebrated? Can a forgotten stay, can he still be remembered? Can a closed case, can he still receive an open chapter? Can God still remember people? Can God still do something in life for people? Can people that have been abandoned and rejected, can they still be celebrated? People who never thought new thing can happen, can they still be celebrated? Can 55-year-old still get married to somebody who have never married before? These are just what the Lord is saying. These are just what God is saying. Can a person who has lost everything during the pandemic, can he recover again before the end of the year? That is what God is saying. So that was the leading that prompted us into this prophetic decree. Many people may not know why we have been doing this, and it has been coming like this every day, right from the September 1st that we've started, because the Almighty God instructed us and gave us a guidance that we should speak the word out and something happened. And that has been happening. Do you know, God told Ezekiel, I am telling you now, listen very well, can this bone, can they still live? Ezekiel looked at it, and he thought about it, that these bones are very dry. They have no blood. They have no flesh. Can this bone live? And Ezekiel has to speak like human being. He says, sir, this thing you are asking me, you are the one that knows that this thing, for me, this thing has gone beyond repair. And God said, prophesy to these bones. Prophesy to this bone. That is, this bone can live when you prophesy. This bone can come alive when you prophesy. Situations can change for good when you prophesy. Situation can become a testimony when you prophesy. A situation that has been hopeless can be revived when you prophesy. A situation that people said is a closed case can receive a new chapter when you prophesy. A situation that is completely hopeless, completely useless, can receive revival when you prophesy. God is saying that what you thought cannot happen can happen when you prophesy. That you can still be celebrated, you can still be decorated when you prophesy. That is what the Lord is saying. And when that instruction came to Ezekiel in chapter 37 of Ezekiel, Ezekiel prophesied by faith. And when he prophesied by faith, revival began. Revival began to the dry bones. Dry bone became a living soul. Dry bone received power to come alive. The Bible said there was a shaking in the valley. The Bible said the snail came together and they formed a flesh inside the dry bone. The dry bone became a living soul. And when even the living soul were not talking, were not alive, God still told Ezekiel, Ezekiel, continue the job. This job, we are going to do it together. When you bind on earth, I must bind in heaven. When you lose on earth, I must lose in heaven. When you prophesy on earth, I must make it to come to pass. No wonder the Bible says, when we decree a thing, it shall be established unto us, and light shall shine on our ways. That is what the Lord said. And Ezekiel prophesied, and the bones that were dry became a living soul. They became soldiers, army of the Lord. So that on that particular premise, on that particular chapter, we base all this prophecy. On that particular chapter, we base all this prophetic decree. And that is why you must know that all the word coming out in this prophetic declaration, in this prophetic decree, are word of prophecy coming to your life to change your situation. They are word of prophecy coming to your life to redeem you back. They are word of prophecy coming to your life to decorate you back. They are word of prophecy coming to your life to enlarge your cause. They are word of prophecy coming to your life to open a new chapter unto you. I am telling you, and I'm speaking to someone on this 13th day of the month of November, year 2020, that from today there shall be revival in your life. From today, your amen shall be buried. From today, all conspirators against your glory shall scatter. From today, people who said that nothing can happen in your life, they will be there during your celebration in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, I am telling you, weeping is over. You will never weep again, because the Lord is going to decorate you. The King of Kings is going to favor you. The glory of God is going to come upon you. I am telling you from today, that sickness in your body, the arthritis in your body, the glaucoma in your eyes, the cataract in your eyes, and that liver problem, and that kidney problem, and that bladder problem, they shall receive a total deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. The hole in the heart shall be sealed. The fire of God will move into your body system, and there shall be revival in the name of Jesus Christ. I am telling you, you are looking for the fruit of the womb. I am saying it with authority. I am saying it with the oil of a prophet upon my head. I am saying it as a prophet of the Most High God, that before the end of the month of November, you will be confirmed positive for that particular conception in the name of Jesus Christ. They will confirm you positive for pregnancy. That woman that is looking for the fruit of the womb, they will confirm you positive for pregnancy in the name of Jesus Christ. I know what I'm talking about. The Lord is going to do it. I am speaking with authority. I am speaking with power. I am speaking with fire of the Holy Ghost. I am speaking with the oil of a prophet upon my head. Believe that word and it shall be so. You will be established in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. It is time for the enemy to know that you are not ordinary. The Almighty God is going to work wonders in your life. Your enemy is afraid of you. He's afraid of you because of your destiny. Why? Your destiny is colorful. Your enemy is afraid because your star is unique. Your enemy is afraid of you because you are supernaturally endowed to function in the realm of glory. That is why they are afraid. That is why they are battering you. That is why they are making you to go through that stress. That is why they want you to be frustrated. That is why they want you to be discouraged. That is why they want you to think that God cannot answer you again. They are afraid of your destiny. The enemy is afraid because you are a threat to their kingdom. The enemy is afraid of you because your goal and your aspiration that God has given to you will make the enemy sad. The enemy is afraid of you because your destiny has been connected to favor. The enemy is afraid ahead of you, because when your destiny rise up, all that destinies, thousands of destiny will also rise up. They are afraid of you. Your enemy is angry because of your moment of breakthrough is very near. Your enemy is angry because he knows that what he called hopeless situation is receiving revival. I am speaking to someone today. God will make you to become a connector to favor of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, God has made you a helper to many people in this generation. That is why the enemy is afraid. He knows that when you rise up, many people will rise up. He knows that when you fall, many people will fall. So he's afraid. And he wants you to fall. But I'm telling you, you are not going to fall. I am standing here. I'm standing on the rock of ages. I am leaning by the cross of Calvary. You will not fall. You are rising up in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why the enemy is afraid. The enemy is afraid of you because the power of the kingdom of darkness, they are afraid of what you carry. What you carry is supernatural dimension of God's power. What you carry is supernatural grace and fresh oil, and that power will manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me, you must not be downcasted. Listen to me, you must not be afraid. Listen to me, you must not be discouraged. Listen to me, you must not be diverted. Listen to me, you must not allow anything to distract you. Get focused, look unto Jesus as the author and the finisher of your faith. Claim prophecy of God, claim promises of God. Listen to this word of prophecy. Claim what is here and you will receive miracle in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want you to get a bottle of oil now. We are going to our healing section. Lord, I pray into this oil and I pray into this water. I speak unto them now. Hear the word of the Lord. May this oil carry the power of the Holy Ghost. May this oil carry the blood of Jesus. I pump the blood of Jesus into this oil. I command the content of the oil and the water to carry the power that break the yoke of darkness. In the name of Jesus. And right away now, this instrument in your hand, it shall become an instrument of God's power. It shall become the axe that break the citadel of darkness into pieces. It shall become the sword of heaven. And with it, you shall receive victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Get the oil and anoint yourself now. Anoint your head now. Aha. As you anoint your head, place your right hand on your head and shout loud and clear. Say, satanic load on my head. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Satanic load on my head. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Satanic load on my head. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Satanic load on my head. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Satanic load on my head. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Take the oil now and drink a little. Drink a little from that oil. Drink it now. You will now say this one very well. Say, every satanic deposit in my body, vanish in the name of Jesus. Every satanic deposit in my body, vanish now in the name of Jesus. Every satanic deposit in my body, vanish now in the name of Jesus. Every satanic deposit in my body, vanish now. Vanish now. In Jesus' name we pray. Now anoint your chest now. Aha, and lay your hand on it. Say, every internal destiny killer, in the name of Jesus. Every internal destiny killer, in the name of Jesus. Every internal destiny killers, every internal destiny killer, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your navel now. Anoint your navel. Aha. You will shout loud and clear. Say, satanic animal, program into my body. Da! In the name of Jesus. Satanic animal, program to my body. Da! 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 Satanic animal, program to my body. Da! 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 Satanic animal, program to my body. Da! In Jesus' name, pray. Pray this one loud and clear. Say, every evil arrow, fire against my destiny. Backfire in the name of Jesus. Every arrow fired against my destiny, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every arrow fired against my destiny, backfire, backfire in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your hand now, anoint your hand. Aha, and you pray very well. Say, every witchcraft incantation, aha, against the work of my hand, die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft incantation against the work of my hand, die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft incantation against the work of my hand, die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft incantation against the work of my hand, die in Jesus' name we pray. Aha! I command every negative dream that you have been having, I terminate the source of that dream. And I command that dream not to see the light of the day in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command you to trample upon serpent and scorpion. I command the weapon fashioned against you now to scatter. I command your tongue to carry fire. And I command all your destiny helper to locate you this month. In the name of Jesus, I decree to your life, there shall be restoration. I decree to your life, there shall be celebration. I decree to your life, there shall be decoration. I decree to your life, there shall be divine acceleration. I decree to your life, there shall be enlargement. I decree to your life, there shall be downpour of destiny blessing. I decree to your life, there shall be shower of blessing. I decree to your life, there shall be financial favor. I decree to your life, there shall be business favor. I decree to your life, there shall be marriage favor. In the name of Jesus, oh makatara barabaraba. I want you to anoint your leg now. Anoint your leg. Aha. Place your hand on your leg and say, my leg, you will not carry me into problem. As this year is running to an end, my leg, you will not carry me into captivity. My legs, you will not carry me into any evil. My legs, you will not carry me into the portal of darkness. My legs, you will not carry me into tragedy. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy unto my leg, you shall favor me. You will carry me to the land of breakthrough. You will carry me to the land of the promise. You will carry me to the promised land. You will carry me to the land of favor. You will carry me to the land of grace. In the name of Jesus, you will carry me to meet with my destiny helpers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I command everyone that is sick here, hear the word of the Lord. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Anyone that is sick, wherever you are hearing me, receive your healing. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever you are passing through, I command the power of God to fall upon you in the name of Jesus. Any arrow of darkness hiding in your system, I command it to go back to the sender. There shall be testimony in your life. There shall be testimony in your life. You want to marry? You will have testimony. You want to have children? You have testimony. You want to have breakthrough in marriage? You have testimony. You want to have breakthrough in your business? You have testimony. You want to have career breakthrough? You have testimony. There shall be 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 testimony. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. May the hand of the Lord uphold you. May the grace of God abide upon your life. May you begin to grow from grace to grace. May you receive favor in the name of Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name. Don't forget that the Almighty God is still doing wonders. Don't forget that your case is not closed. Don't forget that favor is your portion. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. If you want to contact us, you can send SMS or you send WhatsApp number to this number below. To this number, I'm going to mention them. 0802-33-69298. Oh, let me call it again. The one number is missing. 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. Send your WhatsApp number there. Send your WhatsApp message to the place. Send your SMS to the number. Send a message there on SMS. Or you can send a message on the WhatsApp. You can send a message to the WhatsApp number there. We'll get the information. You don't need to call. Just send a message to us there. Send it under other SMS or on the WhatsApp line. We'll get it there. Just send it to 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.